We ask kids.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. This hour of the Laura Ingraham Show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
You're healthy. Radio addiction starts now.
Power to the people!
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep.
We Democrats are prepared to live with the verdict of the Florida voters. But the Republicans seem to be doing everything they can to stifle the voice of Florida voters.
I believe the law hasn't been followed from the beginning. We know, for example, that as part of Broward County's vote count, it includes at least 19 people who were disqualified from voting by their own canvassing board, who they only took the ballots to after being forced, after being caught. And we don't know how many others that may have happened in.
Schumer and his buddies are all in there laughing. How they fooled you all.
You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. The fact that they are still counting votes in Florida is, I mean, there's no words. It's just beyond preposterous. 21st century, with all the wealth that Florida has, all the money that has moved down to Florida, we can't have a clear vote process. Now, you have to ask yourself, why is that? Now, why is this going on? And, of course, the Democrats are taking advantage of it. They're much better at taking advantage of these situations than Republicans are. Republicans think that in today's day and age, you're going to win fair and square without any challenges. Well, you better wake up, Republicans, because you're about to lose any chance of taking back the House of Representatives anytime soon. And you could be losing the Senate soon if you don't wake up. Now, they're talking about the lawsuits that have been filed about the vote in both Broward County, Palm Beach County, and Rick Scott's team is saying, whoa, wait a second. This has got to be over now. You've got to certify this election and get this thing done. If you can't get it together by Thursday's deadline, then the votes that were tallied on Election Day should be the votes that count in the end. And that just makes sense. Otherwise, you have post hoc rules being put into place that invariably hurt Republicans.
We have a law in Florida that says that a ballot cannot count if it's received by the supervisor of elections after 7 p.m. on Election Day. But the Democrats have now filed a lawsuit saying that they should accept them if they're received up to 10 days after Election Day.
Right.
I think one of the bigger issues from our perspective is that the Democrats clearly are trying to steal this election. Now they're trying to change the law after an election to try to get the outcome they want because they did not like the results on Election Day.
Okay. He is exactly right. That's Ingoglia from, yeah. Okay, so he's exactly right. The process of electing any official, whether it's a local, state, or a national figure, the integrity of that process must be safeguarded, meaning rules that are passed by a duly elected legislature must be applied across the board. To have a judge step in after the fact and claim that, oh, no, because we have two machines that are rusty, we have to keep the voting going for another 10 days. This gives everyone the sense that the fix is in for the Democrats, meaning in favor of the Democrats, that the fix is in, that it frankly doesn't matter. Why have laws at all? Why have any rules or regulations affecting the election if this is what can happen? And by the way, the best piece written about this, I think, over the last couple of days, not surprisingly, was written by John Fund, who has been, and for years, has written a book about election fraud. And his point is, where was the liberal media, where's the liberal media on this disenfranchisement, which is tantamount to what's going on here, of Florida voters by this attack on the process after the fact, because they're too busy investigating Russia, that they put aside, by the way, during the final 2 months of the campaign. They don't talk about Russia anymore. So he writes that after years of dismissing concerns about election integrity, the mainstream media now have to grapple with a recount meltdown in Florida races for the governor and Senate. Both races could go to an arduous recount of ballots by hand if the machine recount that will conclude, supposed to conclude Thursday, has either or both races ending with a margin of victory below 0.25%. Once again, the epicenter of all fraud is Broward County. And by the way, we are going to get into this Brenda Snipes, who thought she was going to somehow, I think, come off as this paragon of electoral integrity last night when she was on with CNN. I don't know how she possibly withstood Chris Cuomo's withering questioning, by the way. Did he offer her a glass of water or a smoothie after that interview? That was the most ridiculous interview. Hey, thanks so much for your efforts. That was ridiculous. The liberal media reporting on the situation has not been good. CNN election forecaster Harry Enten recently tweeted, "Voter fraud is quickly becoming a synonym for result I don't like." But the problems in both counties, Broward and Palm Beach, are very real and could indeed be facilitating fraud. If Republican governor and Senate candidate Rick Scott's lawsuit against Democratic Palm Beach County election supervisor Susan Buecher, the county court found that Buecher was illegally withholding overvotes and undervotes from the county canvassing board and barring public viewing of the counting. Oh, I wonder why she would be doing that.
Privacy law.
Oh, yeah.
Privacy.
It's a privacy right in the Constitution.
That's right.
Governor Scott also filed a lawsuit against Broward, against our favorite character. She's my new favorite character of all of politics is Brenda Snipes. Brenda Snipes and Maxine Waters should take this act on the road. They should actually do, you know, some type of road show.
They could do a knockoff of Diamond and Silk or something.
Oh, actually.
Like their own
knockoff. That could
actually
be really funny. So Brenda Snipes, she herself is under scrutiny because he filed a lawsuit against her. It looks like she's cracking, though. She's on her way out.
Well, even Jeb Bush said she should be fired.
Well, thanks, Jeb.
He appointed her.
Yeah, thanks, Jeb. Another terrible Bush appointee. So she's being sued. And despite these clear rulings, the media on Sunday, for all the Sunday shows, just ignored covering the court orders. Completely ignored this, and they completely ignored the voting regularities, and they just blindly reported that the claim of voter fraud is just fallacious at its core, and that Republicans are just trying to make excuses for their bad performance on Election Day.
We're going to get to Brenda Snipes in a minute, but if you're going to be the person responsible for recounting thousands and thousands of ballots, responsible for an entire election, could you at least form a sentence and clean up before you show up on TV?
She
looked just like she'd been awakened in the middle of the night every time she appears on TV.
Well, she also
confused,
looks
confused,
like,
disoriented.
Here's a hint: if you're deciding to appear on a national television broadcast, don't act like you're doing the host a favor. which is how she was conducting herself last night. Don't act that way. Act like, okay, here's the information I have to date, and this is why it's so important for people to separate fact from fiction and go methodically through your points. But I think at the end of this appearance, and again, we'll get to this next segment. At the end of this appearance, if it's possible, Brenda Snipes had less credibility than going into the interview. And that's with no tough questions.
It's like a magic act. Every time you ask her a question, she produces half an answer and then hides it.
No.
I've never seen anything like, we can't show you that. Well, we're not showing you that. You can't see that. Well, we're doing. Well, we have a few broken machines, and we don't know that. It's like
I've never in my life witnessed anything like this. But the New York Times, of course, headline and their opinion piece. Oh, sorry, an editorial. The real Florida recount fraud. Republicans' baseless claims poison the races for governor and senator. Baseless. We just recounted them, and more and more piling up. And by the way, I'm not done with Arizona. McSally might have been fine to trot off into the landscape with Boomer, her dog.
Oh, that concession speech. Can you get to a podium or maybe go out to a McDonald's and have your concession speech there? Why must you
Hi.
Do it on the couch with the dog?
Hi. I just want to congratulate Christian Cinema because I think Doug Ducey is going to name me for that open seat that John Kyle never wanted in the first place. Oh, no.
My God, that was...
Even Boomer yawned.
Uninspiring.
Even Boomer was yawning during that German Shepherd.
We'll play that in a moment.
No. But I'm telling you, the media and the Democrats are perfectly aligned in their narrative, always now. Mm-hmm. Republicans' phony claims of voter fraud. By the way, who else has echoed that? Obama, Eric Holder. They did it in, I believe it was Loretta Lynch.
Mm.
They all echoed this over the last 5 years. So leading into the election, there's no voter fraud. There's no way that illegal immigrants can vote. Oh, well, guess what? We had people voting in Maricopa County who had alien registration numbers, which are not, well, it's probably a sign they're not allowed to vote in the United States. So they were not American citizens yet, thus not allowed to vote in a U.S. Senate race. So they were maybe permanent residents or illegal immigrants. Don't know. Well, they had ID.
Why do you have to be so particular, Laura?
Why do you have to disenfranchise those poor
future
Democrat
citizens.
Voters?
Future citizens.
I have an idea. Why doesn't Brenda Snipes and the entire gang from Broward just start going down to the caravan, which is now, one of them is now in
Tijuana.
It's
here. It's arrived.
It's arrived.
They're climbing the gates.
Just go down there and pass out voter registration to them right now.
Hand them right up to the top
right
of the border
the
fence.
Hey,
right there.
Hey, drop your backpack and can you pass this ballot up to our friend up there wearing the bandana? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you with the red one. There's a stack of ballots. Could you pass them down the fence? It is the most.
It's okay. You can mark two. Go ahead.
The right answer is Nelson. Okay.
We pre-marked it for you. Just sign.
Yeah,
put an
Gillum,
X at the bottom.
Gillum and Nelson. Okay. If you can't read, no problem. This is a scandal. 855-40 Laura. It's a banana republic. This is a banana republic. This way of voting. And Brenda's. How is the woman even working in a position of authority? Does she understand where the camera is, though? Because she tends to look, either she's sleeping or she's looking down.
No, she's
down.
There's a drowsy kind of half-awakened state. She's in REM sleep, I think, through half of these interviews. We'll play those for you when we return.
Brenda, and then people on television keep calling her Snipe. I think we should rename her Brenda Swipes Votes. Forget Snipes, Swipes. We're sniping at Brenda. Brenda Swipes votes. Don't go away.
And in the last bed, deal's going down. Last bed, deal's going down.
If this is done fair and square, we believe Senator Nelson has an excellent chance, a much greater than half chance, of being reelected.
The Democrats are the party of crime. That's what's happened. They are the party of crime.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
But I'm working my way back home. Good Lord, home is good for I roll. And that thing I'll keep bringing.
With Thanksgiving just days away, I bet you're thinking about travel and parties and napping with a belly full of turkey and maybe even some pie. You know who else is looking forward to the holidays? Scammers and crooks. Every year, fraud increases around the holidays, and the thieves like to celebrate with your hard-earned money. From fake charities to package delivery scams, 'tis the season for identity theft. So don't let the holiday spirit distract you from staying safe. MyID Care has been taking care of Fortune 500 companies for years, and now they're offering identity protection to everyone so you can make sure your whole family is covered. Plans start for less than $10 a month, and only MyID Care offers a money-back recovery guarantee. I don't worry about ID theft anymore, and neither should you. Enjoy your holidays with peace of mind from MyID Care. My listeners also get 15% off at MyIDCare.com/Laura. Learn more and let MyID Care take care of you. MyIDCare.com/Laura. Enter the promo code Laura at MyIDCare.com/Laura.
Noted author, former chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
The human body has billions of pain receptors. Block those receptors with the anesthetics found in Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus, and you'll have relief. Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus contains two anesthetics, including the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. They numb aggravated nerves for effective, lasting relief. For relief, try what I use, Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus.
In the silver box with the blue wave.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-319-8464. That's 800-319-8464. Again, 800-319-8464.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual turkey trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the diesel horse dash for the little gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail Fire Restoration Projects.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
The election supervisor in Broward County, Brenda Snipes, joins me now. Thank you for taking this opportunity, Ms. Snipes. You have been cited, Ms. Snipes, as a problem in this process, that you're not doing the job with transparency and you're not doing it with the efficiency that gives confidence in the overall process. How do you respond?
Well, you know, those are opinions that people have put forward for their own various reasons. But I'd like to call to your attention that this midterm election, in addition to running very smoothly, was one of the most highly participated midterm elections probably that we've had in 20 years or more.
Swipe for no swiping!
That's Brenda Swipes' vote. So Brenda's saying that, oh, well, pay no attention to these irregularities. And my refusal to actually be transparent in showing the way we
recount.
Because there are a lot of people voting.
It was a big election, Laura.
But why doesn't Chris Cuomo actually have something called a follow-up?
That was his follow-up. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you. I hope hair and makeup worked well.
We have more follow-ups. Listen.
Refused to give the Scott campaign the information they wanted. It had to go to court. The judge said you had to turn it over. You didn't turn it over by the deadline that was given. That is cast as a partisan spat, that you're doing that because you're a Democrat. How do you respond to that?
Well, I was talking with a woman today as she came into our office, and she made some statement about a partisan statement, and she said, I know that you're a Republican. I said I have been a Democrat all my life.
You're in violation of a judge's
order.
And she should be in jail.
The woman should be put in jail. She is disenfranchising people's vote. And I will tell you this, if this were a white woman saying this, and it looked like that Democrat votes were being siphoned off, or this type of lack of transparency, they would be calling for her head. They would be showing up Tucker Carlson style at the House. Instead, it's, were you able to avail yourself of any of the goodies in our green room? I have never seen any, but they're brazen.
A woman walked in and she said, I was a Republican, not a Democrat. Oh, okay. Well, then that makes the judge's order go away. I'm glad you didn't give Scott any of the information he wanted or show him the recount. Oh, good. Thank you. You're a Democrat.
Yeah, it got better. Let's listen.
There's one comment that my staff, and we work very closely together, always bring to my attention is that Dr. Snipes, you'll just take time to walk anybody through our election warehouse. I think that's very important because that gives those persons who take the time to come to us to see our operation a chance to see behind the scenes.
The election warehouse, is that where we keep all the ballots we're going to stuff in the recount? The ballot warehouse. And she's a doctor. Now we know she's a doctor.
Well, if it were that obvious, Rick Scott wouldn't have had to go to court, though, with all due respect, Doctor, right? I mean, he had to go to court to get this tour that you're saying you give to everybody for no reason. You wouldn't give it to him or his people. He had to go to court to get it. Fair criticism?
No, it's not. We don't select who we give out information to. We give information to those persons who have requested it. And I believe the public records request is in a timely manner. And we attempt to do that, and we try to balance everything.
In favor of the Democrats.
Yeah, she still is in violation of a judge's order to produce the information as her title demands. And, well, we try to do our best. We take everybody through the warehouse, and no, I'm not a Republican.
And then the New York Times has the nerve to talk about how Republicans are trying to poison the Florida recount. Republicans are trying to poison it? How do you even call yourself a newspaper if you let Brenda Swipes get away with this? Brenda Swipes votes. I'm going to have to just write something. That has to be the title. Brenda Swipes votes. You're listening to your Healthy Radio Addiction. Cannot wait to talk to Newt Gingrich about all of this. But they better clean this up before the next election, or Republicans will never find themselves in the majority again.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code Laura, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code LARA.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
That face, that wonderful face.
Well, your face sometimes doesn't look as wonderful as it could if you're not taking care of it. That means taking care of your skin. That means all your skin, especially on your face, because that's the first thing that people see. That skin along your jawline, you know how men get jowls as they get older? Well, women do too. It's the jowls that give it away. So when you smile, you get those long lines on the side of your face. Well, you can take better care of your skin with my friends at Chamonix. They have a proprietary brand new formula you will love for your jawline area, your chin and jawline. And it's, I think it's the most advanced technology they've ever come up with. It's no one else has it. And the formula plumps the lipophilic layers of your skin, and it helps contour the jawline. So some of that flab looks diminished, and some of the lines do as well. And the great thing is you can try this GenuCell treatment for neck and jawline. You can try it absolutely free when you buy the GenuCell for under-eye treatment for bags and puffiness. And so you get the great deal here. You also get the immediate effects free, which is also an added bonus. All you need to do is go to GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com, or call them at 800-480-5206. That's 800-480-5206. GenuCell.com.
Do I need to show you? Guess I gotta show you. And if you don't believe me now, flip the whole upside down.
President Trump and Governor Scott seem dead set against counting every vote. Why? Because they're worried that if every vote is counted, Bill Nelson will be reelected as senator from the great state of Florida.
And all of a sudden, they're finding votes? You mean after the election, they're finding votes? Get smart.
Watch me walk across this wire tip.
The Department of Justice must move under the Voting Rights Act to do a full investigation of what happened not only in Florida, and is continuing to happen in Florida, but what happened in Arizona, where you have this very bizarre scenario where the governor is elected handily by double digits, and yet at the 11th hour, we see the Republican candidate for senator lose to the most left-wing person to ever become a U.S. senator from Arizona, this Kyrsten Sinema. More bizarre things happening with emergency polling stations open with only one side knowing about it, with these bizarre attempts to cure ballots contrary to state law, violation after violation that apparently Martha McSally was just willing to walk away from without kicking up a fuss at all. And this is after McSally's people I talked to over the weekend. They were going through this chapter and verse with me, taking up my weekend time, by the way. I'm happy to do it. But then don't just drop it like a hot potato when you figure out it's more convenient to give a speech with your dog. Conceding. See, the Democrats will go to any length to win. And Republicans just, as long as Morning Joe is praising me for my concession speech, I'm okay. Oh, my goodness. Time to get new candidates. Joining us now, Newt Gingrich, who knows how to fight and expose this stuff, former Speaker of the House, joins us now. Newt, the common refrain you're hearing from the left is Republicans are trying to poison the electoral process with specious claims of voter fraud.
Look, if you're the Democrats, you have a simple principle. In a close election, you want every vote counted that you can manufacture. And anybody who doesn't want phony votes counted is either racist or anti-popular will, and you literally don't care what the law is. You don't care. Governor Scott was on one TV show, and the person said, "Well, you've been governor for 8 years. Why didn't you write, stricter laws?" And the person was just the interviewer was ignoring the reality. The people in Broward County are breaking the law. It's not that the law is wrong. It's that it's being broken. And I think this is not a new thing. Al Franken lost on election day, and then magically they discovered several hundred ballots that just happened to all be for Franken. And at the end, he won. This is not a new behavior. It goes back in my lifetime, at least to 1960, when the truth is John F. Kennedy was elected by stealing Illinois and stealing Texas. I mean, no historian doubts that the 1960 election, which is one of the closest in American history, the states of Illinois and Texas literally were stolen by the Democrats. So there's a long tradition of this sort of thing. And part of the difference in the two parties is Republicans focus on campaigning, Democrats focus on elections. What the Democrats want to know is, at the end of election day or at the end of the count long after election day, do we have a majority of the votes? And they don't care whether those votes are legal or they're illegal. It's made very clear in Georgia. They don't care anything about how this gets set up. What they care about is who wins. And if you look at the lawyers they bring in, and the guy who was brought in, I think, to Florida was the same person who did the Franken vote count in Minnesota. These people are specialists in running over you. So when people start talking about, that we really have to play fair, the people playing fair are going to get crushed by people whose only interest is going out and winning the election. And they don't care if they win with stolen votes. They don't care if I got involved in this in 1984 when the Democrats decided to steal a seat in Indiana. And they literally, we went out, very narrow vote, and they did a recount. And when their candidate was ahead, they voted to stop counting, even though there were more ballots mm-hmm. out. And even though our candidate would have won if we counted all the votes, they just literally voted to stop counting. And that was my first personal introduction to their willingness to cheat and their willingness to steal elections.
So I think it is imperative that Republicans, regardless of the vote margin in these races, have these instances of voter manipulation, the flouting of rules, the post hoc changing of the procedures. All of this must be documented, exposed, and if necessary, prosecuted or at least administratively changed, so that moving into 2020, at least what we've seen in the last week and a half, doesn't happen again. I mean, we'll be fighting other fires then, but at least the things that we've seen in this election should be dealt with and exposed. Do you agree, Newt? Otherwise, we might as well just close up shop.
And frankly, the U.S. Justice Department ought to be directly engaged. Anybody voting in a federal election who is an illegal immigrant is by definition tainting a United States federal election. Anybody who's voting who's already dead, and one of the great stories in this regard, the Atlanta Journal won a Pulitzer Prize in 1948 for covering the total theft in the primary, or rather in the general election through a write-in, where more people voted in one county than lived in the county. And they sent a reporter down there to go. They sent a reporter down to go step by step, than adults who lived in the county, I should say. And the answer they got, which is, I've always thought classic, one of the local guys said, yeah, we know that Mrs. Jones moved to Macon 22 years ago, but we knew how she would vote if she were here. And we saw no reason to put her to the trouble of having to drive down here, so we voted for her to save her the trouble. That's a true story.
Oh, my God.
And got a Pulitzer Prize. So there's a long and deep tradition of stealing elections in the Democratic Party.
Well, and one thing they did in Arizona, which I found out on Saturday night, is they were doing ballot collections as well at places like, I imagine it would be places like old folks' homes and so forth, which has also been outlawed in Arizona. It used to be common practice where people who couldn't get to the polls and hadn't mailed them in, they were collected in an area, and then someone would pick them up and then bring them to be counted. That's also illegal in Arizona, and McSally's people told me that happened. That was happening in Arizona.
Right.
So, again,
no, that
all this has to be
–
Yeah, all this has to be pursued, all of it. Newt, there's another issue I want to get to. The Federalist Society has its annual convention in Washington this week, and it's all the, you know, the big wigs in the legal community. And the New York Times has this piece out today about how Kellyanne Conway's husband, George Conway, has gotten a small group of people together, but including the founders of the Federalist Society, well, one of them at least, Peter Keisler, former acting attorney general for Bush, saying that Donald Trump has undermined the rule of law and that conservative lawyers have been too willing to protect the president from criticism because he's been good on judges. This is a very difficult situation, is it not, when you have Kellyanne Conway as the counselor to the president, and probably one of the only reasons anyone cares about what George Conway says is because he's married to Kellyanne Conway, and yet he's a very smart guy. I've known him for 30 years. We clerk for the same appellate court judge. But clearly there's a building insurrection against the president from within the Republican Party, in my view.
Well, I'm not sure it's building. I mean, look, there have been people who, from the day Trump announced, have bitterly opposed him and who are appalled, whether it's by his style, by his policies, by his personality. They haven't, I don't know that they've grown dramatically. I think that they hate whatever he's doing. In the case of Kellyanne, who I like very deeply as a personal friend, and I think she's very effective day after day on television. You know, her marriage, I guess, is her situation, and I'm sure they have very interesting conversations. But I think you're right. Nobody pays any attention at all to George if he wasn't exploiting his wife's name. And you know, if his last name was Smith, it'd be very hard even for the New York Times to manufacture a story. So clearly you can go out in the legal community, particularly among lawyers who were in the Bush wing of the party, who were appalled by Trump beating Jeb Bush and who didn't like the fact that Trump repudiated many of the policies of George W. Bush. And those folks, you know, form a noisy faction. But when you look at the polling data, they're a very tiny faction of the country. And the truth is, if you're a conservative lawyer and you want a conservative court system that follows the U.S. Constitution, this is the most effective president of your lifetime. And that's what they ought to recognize.
Well, it reminds me of kind of Jeff Flake and McCain and Ben Sasse and Corker, and again, they're all kind of odd men out. I mean, McCain's gone now, but they lived in the last year, in most cases, not all, but most cases, to smash the president, and that is their claim to fame. I mean, they are the Trump critics, so they're given, you know, very glowing coverage, I think, by most media outlets, and that they're being used as battering rams against the president. But this was, you know, their whole reason for existing in the last few years.
Well, I think you have to start with the reality that for a fact, you know, look, Trump, one of the reasons you and I like Trump is he's a genuine outsider. He represented a genuine disruption of the old order, both in the Republican Party and in the Washington establishment. Well, if you were the old order, that doesn't make you very happy. And a lot of what you're seeing, I mean, I saw one nominally Republican columnist, a historian by trade, who had written at one point that he'd vote for Joseph Stalin over Donald Trump, which, if you think about how many million people Stalin killed, is just a deranged, almost psychotic comment. I mean, no normal, reasonable, informed human being could have made it. But he was so emotional, so upset by Trump, that he, you know, he had to say things that are stupid. So the other thing that has happened is, for several of these people, they're now stuck. They've said so many things in public that they've got to double down, because otherwise they're going to have to admit that they were wrong. And so it doesn't matter how good the economy is. Doesn't matter how well Trump is doing things overseas. It doesn't matter the brilliance of his judicial nominees, which, as I said, were the most successful in history for any conservative. None of that can matter, because these people would then lose face with themselves. So they just ignore reality and keep chanting their mantra.
Well, and most of them, but most of them, except Conway, they're Bush people. I mean, they're George W. Bush people. I mean, Conway is not. And Conway was, I believe, hoping to be Solicitor General of the United States a year and a half ago. So,
well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know him personally, and I don't know what motivates him. I'm just kind of cheerful about saying my choice between the two Conways is pretty simple. I think Kellyanne is doing a great job. I hope she doesn't get discouraged by all this, and I hope she just continues to defend and explain the president, because I think she's very effective in doing so.
Newt Gingrich, love having you on. Come on TV soon. Give our very best to the ambassador, please. And I know Calista
is doing
great and having an amazing experience in the Holy See. Thank you so much. Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House. Stay there.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Hey guys, my friends at MyPillow have some great news for the holidays. They are bringing back their buy one, get one free deal for a limited time. You buy one of any type of their pillows and receive one of the same or lesser value for free. There's no better gift than a MyPillow for the holidays. MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable. It also comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you got nothing to lose. To get this limited time offer of a buy one, get one free, go to MyPillow.com and then click on the radio listener special or call them at 800-385-5164 and use the promo code Laura. That's 800-385-5164. Always use the promo code Laura and then you'll get the holiday buy one, get one free special. Remember, the folks at MyPillow have been steadfast supporters of free speech and free and diverse intellectual thought in this country. So call them at 800-385-5164 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Laura. Remember, MyPillow.com, use the promo code Laura.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be, or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now is the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Call the Laura Ingram Show, 1-855-40-LAURA.
All right, let's go to Bill, line two, in Florida. Bill.
Good day. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
I'm extremely irritated about this whole situation here in Florida. I hear Republicans and news people and commentators all wringing their hands, but we're not doing anything. Two of the previous supervisor of elections in Florida were removed from office. This woman's predecessor was removed from office in 2000 and appointed by George Bush, Jeb Bush.
Jeb,
yes. And we had another North Florida supervisor removed from office for problems in irregularities. This woman has caused to move this woman, remove this woman from office. Now, maybe Rick Scott has a conflict of interest considering he's in the election. I don't know. Maybe that's the problem.
Right. Your point is Rick Scott should fire her. This is the problem. Now he's in the middle of this contested recount. So he fires her, and then all hell will break loose. But, yeah, she's been in there since 2003. And that was the same year her predecessor was suspended for grave neglect, mismanagement, and incompetence, and literally marched out of the office. National Review has a great column. And the title is Fire Brenda Snipes. Stay there.
If you or a loved one get leg cramps or foot cramps, you know how painful it can be, how disruptive they can be. Muscle cramps can jolt you out of a sound sleep or interrupt your daily life. Well, listen carefully, because I recently learned about TheraWorks Relief. It's a non-greasy foam that's proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. Plus, with daily use, TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep or do the activities you love without worry. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. People love the results. You've probably seen Dr. Drew Pinsky on TV talking about TheraWorks Relief, and many of my colleagues on radio are also talking about TheraWorks Relief. Now, the holiday season is right around the corner, so if you know someone who suffers with muscle cramps or muscle soreness, I can't think of a better stocking stuffer. TheraWorks Relief is my choice for preventing and relieving muscle cramps. Make it yours, too. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, or by talking to your pharmacist. Learn more at TheraWorksRelief.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437. That's 1-800-794-0437.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition, and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best.